August 15, 1928. Living in the divine fiat is communism between creator and creature. The Virgin, her insuperable glory. The sanctity of the divine will known in heaven. My abandonment in the fiat is continuous. It seems to me that it wants me in all of its acts, either as actor together with it, or at least as spectator of what it does. In fact, since the eternal volition possesses the incessant act, its nature is always to act, never ceasing to operate. And since I am a little child, it is content with keeping me either in one way or in the other, as long as I remain with it. So, continuing my round through the whole creation, I thought to myself, is it necessary? Does Jesus really want me to go around everywhere? And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, to live in my divine will is to let oneself be found by God in each created thing, so that the Supreme Being may find in all of his works the one whom he loved, whom he called from nothing out of love, and for whom he created so many varieties of beautiful and marvelous works. If he did not find you in each of his works, he would lack the echo of your love, of your gratitude, and would be as though without you in those works in which you would not go around, as if he had not done them for you. Well, our purpose in calling you to live in our divine will is precisely this, for us, to find you in our works, and for you, to find us in each created thing, you, giving us your little love. We, giving you the great love we had in creating so many things, and uniting your love and ours together to form one single love, so as to be able to say, how much the little daughter of our divine will loves us. Otherwise, our love and our works would remain isolated and without the company of the one for whom we created everything, while to live in the divine will is communism between creator and creature, becoming inseparable. Wherever one is, the other is as well, and the creature finds her little place in everything that God does. Don't you want to find your little place in all the works of creation and redemption? Therefore, continue your flight, and let yourself be carried in the arms of my fiat. It will take care of placing the little newborn in each of its works. After this, I was thinking about and accompanying the Sovereign Queen when she was assumed into heaven. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, as though singing the praises of his celestial mother, told me, my daughter, the glory of the Mama of Heaven is insuperable. No one else in the celestial regions possesses seas of graces, of light, seas of beauty and of sanctity, seas of power, of science and of love. And what is more, she possesses these seas within the endless sea of her Creator. The other inhabitants of the Blessed Fatherland possess, at most, some little rivulets, some little drops, some little fountains. She is the only one, because she alone lived life in the divine fiat. The human volition never took place in her, her life was all of divine will. And by virtue of it, she centralized all creatures within herself, conceiving them in her maternal heart, and belocating her son Jesus as many times, to give him to each creature whom she had conceived within her virginal heart. This is why her maternity is extended to all, and all can boast and say, the mother of Jesus is my mother, and this mother so sweet, lovable and loving, gives her beloved son to each of us as a pledge of her maternal love. Only my will could give her this virtue of conceiving all creatures as her children, and of multiplying her Jesus for as many children as she had. Now, in heaven, the heart of the Sovereign Mother, possessing her seas, does nothing but raise highest waves of light, of sanctity, of love, etc., unloading them over the throne of the Supreme Being who, so as not to be surpassed by her love, having his own sea, more extensive and deeper, forms his own waves, higher, from beneath the seas of the Virgin Queen, and pours them over her. And she prepares more waves, and God prepares yet more, in such a way that the whole of heaven remains flooded by these waves of light, of beauties, of love and the like, so much so, that all take part in them and enjoy. And the blessed, in seeing that they cannot form these waves because they possess no seas, comprehend that if their mother and queen possesses all of this, it is because she formed her life and sanctity in the divine will. So, through the Virgin, the saints know what sanctity of divine will means in the creature, and therefore they long for more creatures to bring these seas into the celestial fatherland, so as to see more waves being formed, enchanting and of greater enjoyment for them. The earth does not yet know the sanctity in my will, and this is why I so much yearn to make it known. But it is well known to heaven because the sovereign queen is there, whom, by merely seeing her, becomes the revealer of the sanctity of my fiat. So, by virtue of it, she was a portent of graces on earth for herself and for the whole human family, and she is a portent of glory in the celestial fatherland, nor can any other creature be said to be similar to her.